Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tessa, how are you?
Good. Come on in.
Oh, no.
You don't want to?
I don't want to come in.
Fine. So fine. Well, could
bye.
You... Bye. See you around.
Welcome to the podcast, Nobody Panic.
That small little vignette. I feel you all felt it. It was like you were there. This one is about how to make friends with your neighbours.
And to be honest, in that aforementioned vignette, I think we've done everything we need to show you everything.
So have a good week and we'll see you next time. We've done how to deal with awful neighbours in the past, and everybody has had their fair share of awful neighbours, but this is about the actively trying to make friends with them.
This is an episode very close to my heart. It's not actually a suggestion, it's actually a suggestion from me, because I recently moved. And oh my God, imagine if they listen. I don't know if they do. But there's some nice people next door. And I just find myself being weird, always thinking I'm being too pushy, or I'm being not pushy enough, or I'm like, I don't know, you know, you just constantly, because it's not like any other type of making friends, because you're literally like, well, I'm constantly in my pajamas or like on the balcony trying to get my dog to wee. And you don't know if someone wants to be left alone because they live, it's their house or not.
It's a very, very weird thing, neighbouring, because it's so alien to like, it's so anti, I don't know, we live in such close proximity with people who we sort of want to never speak to and pretend that we don't live in close proximity to them. So it's the opposite of like, you know, you maybe student halls, or you went somewhere like everyone's on a corridor together, and then you live in close proximity, but you're united by all doing the same thing. Whereas this is just close proximity and nothing. You could be the most disparate, you'd have nothing in common whatsoever apart from a common wall, you know?
It's that thing of when you both kind of leave the house together and you're like, oh, hi.
Hello,
and you know that everyone's kind of heart is sinking because they have to make small talk now. And you know that you're probably going to the same tube station. So that hasn't happened yet, actually, but it will.
The other day, coming into my block of flats, I was getting the post, and then somebody came in and said, hi. And even though there's only like four flights of stairs to walk up, I just pretended my post was like really important that I opened it there, so I would not have to follow her directly up the stairs and make any chat whatsoever, which is such a weird, it's so weird. There's so much to worry about with neighbours. There's so much here.
Before we get into that, maybe we should do the most adult things we've done this week, so we can then just nosedive into our neighbours.
Absolutely. Mine is that I have grown a colossal spring onion.
Are you sure it's not a leak?
No, but honestly, at this point you'd be forgiven for thinking it was a leak. I didn't mean to do it, really. It's just out on the windowsill in a larger plant pot that's got other things on it.
If you put it in a plant pot, you did mean to.
No, I think I just sort of threw it away. I think I just thought it would I was trying to grow it in a shot glass like you do. And then I was like, oh God, this hasn't worked. So I think I just thought, oh, I'll just compost that. And by compost it, I mean I'll just put that in that plant pot outside the window.
Yeah, got it.
And then lo and behold, it starts growing like Jack and the Beanstalk, and then I think, oh, it's just a thing, it's a spring onion. And then it grew like honestly half a meter tall, and then it got a dandelion head on the top of it, like a flower. And then I was like, holy heavens. And then it's grown like a secondary, like a brother, And that thing is, I would honestly describe it as sexy at this point. It looks like a sexy, it's, I can't describe how big it is and how like hench it looks.
You can't say you've got a hench sexy spring onion.
I'm sorry and to then say not. That's all I can, I know, you're right, you're right. And I can't describe it because I find it breathtaking when I look at it. So of course anybody receiving this information orally well, isn't going to know.
Do you have like a normal shop bought salad onion, spring onion?
Sure, sure, sure.
For scale.
For scale, I think that's what's important. Otherwise you'll just think that's a spring onion.
That's an onion. It's very good.
It's not congrats. Adult because... I didn't even mean to do it. It's just done it completely of its own accord. But I
think it's adult.
Thank you.
You didn't even mean to and you grew a massive spring onion.
Because my mint is out there. You know, I was wanging on about how easy it is to grow mint.
I can't even.
No, dead. Yeah. That's gone. That crop has been washed away in the deluge. That's gone in the rain.
Oh.
And now that there's only a rosemary out there just hanging on for dear life. And that's the state of my arable farming. that's where I'm at.
It's not bad.
Thanks.
Thanks,
man.
You've done a good job there, I think. I personally believe.
Thank you. Farming is a learning curve. What is your adult thing this week?
I want to say a couple of years, but I think it's more like 10 years of every summer just being like, that's not hay fever. So you can shut up, you wimp. I've got hay fever. I've always just thought, no, I'm just sniffing. It doesn't really make any sense when I'm saying it out loud, but in my head it does. Basically, for about 2-3 months, I had bright, like the whites of my eyes were bright red, and I just had a cold. I started taking Pirtes, because my sister was like, because I was like, I think I said something like, oh, it must be really annoying to have hay fever at this time of the year, while with bright eyes, and then bright red eyes. And she was like, you look like you're dying. And I said, no, this, I don't know what this is actually. This isn't hay fever. I don't know what this is. Because actually, if you've got hay fever, they're really itchy. And then about 2 hours later, when we were at the dinner table, and I was just like, I was like excavating my eyes. She was like, and you're saying your eyes aren't itchy? And then I thought, I've now just presented all the symptoms at her. I look like an idiot if I don't take this Pirtes. I've taken it. It's done some sort of job, but now I join the ranks of people who say things like, high pollen count today, and things like that. So I need to start being like, I've got this. This is what I need to do to it to help it.
Well done.
Rather than being like, yes, but I'm just weak.
I'm just a piece of shit. So I don't need those things.
So there we go.
Sorry to hear that.
Me too. But on the positive side, is I can distract myself with befriending my neighbours.
Oh, yes. Take your complaints and your sexy spring onion and see if anybody living on either side of you would like, or above or below you, would like to hear about it.
Number one, people like hearing about people's medical complaints. Go around and just describe what's going on with your snot. That's the best way to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that I wanted to do this was because, yes, there's these lovely people who live next door, and we moved in a couple of months ago, saw them when we were moving in. And then immediately I was like, oh, I wish they weren't cool, because now I feel like we should do something. Like, I just were like, shall we go for a drink? But I didn't. Also, we couldn't because it was in lockdown. And then what to add insult to injury, they've got a lovely little dog who lives next door. And so the balcony is like bisected by a little bit of frosted glass. And there's a little gap. And the dog, Sandy, likes to just stand there. And my dog, Piper, stands there too. And they both cry because they want to see each other.
Oh my God.
And so I thought, well, this might be good to do like a dog play date. So said to the, and you know, whenever it's like sunny, we're like, oh, hey. And I go, I was like, oh, they should meet. Oh my God. We took them for a little dog play date. It was lovely. It was just like 15 minutes or so because they were working from home and I don't have a job. So that was fine. But that was like 2 months ago, and now nothing else has happened. And I'm like, oh, maybe I was really annoying and they don't want to hang out with me anymore.
Okay. So
what I'm saying is that the problem with making friends with your neighbors, there's many issues. One is that what I've said before, which is that like they're in their house, and the house and the flat is a place where like you don't have to socialize, because that's the one beauty of being at home. So then having someone being like, hello, do you want to hang out? It's like, not now,
no,
please.
Yeah.
But also there's a constant thing of like, oh, am I being rude by not? Do you know what I mean? So you're constantly balancing this thing. And people are very nice to their neighbors in terms of like, you just kind of like civil and like, oh, hey, unless your neighbors are awful. But so you actually don't get the usual cues that you would, because no one wants to say what they actually feel, because if they did, then you're living next to them. So that's if, so if they were like, yeah, it's not really for me, you can't ghost your own neighbor, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yes. It is. And you're exactly what you're saying. Like the social cues are not existent, because all you ever get is them for 30 seconds a day where you say like, hi, in a very high pitched way, which means like, don't engage me. And then you shut the door. And so it's very hard then exactly. to guess from that whether they actually would like more, you know, like what like you're
they would like to
to
hang out. Yeah.
I'm trying to invite, I'm very interested in the two gentlemen who live on the ground floor. One is, they are perhaps 70. One is a puppeteer. One is an agent for puppeteers. He owns an agency called No Strings Attached. Oh, yes. I want to know so much about them.
That's good.
They are both professional Father Christmases.
Oh my God.
We've had one really good chat where I was like sat on the stairs and now I'm like waiting to pass them so I can say, would you like to come to dinner? But I sort of worry about them walking all the way up the stairs. So I really, what I mean is, can I come to dinner in your house and hear more about puppeteering?
Really hard, because they can't say no. If they wanted to say no, because what you'd normally do is if somebody was like in your sphere or work or I don't know, in your life was like trying to be a friend and it, you just, you know, you just, for whatever reason, it wasn't your vibe. Mm. You can do things like, you know, be a little bit aloof in the nice way, but like you're not replying constantly and, you know, all of that sort of stuff and kind of being like, oh, I'm kind of busy. The problem is that you're going to see them every or most days. So if you're like, haven't replied, you know, haven't replied to them or they haven't replied to you because they're like, maybe it's not, they're not as enthusiastic about you coming around for dinner. And I'm not saying they're not, I'm sure they absolutely love it. But what I'm saying is that's the problem, is when you ask, do you want to come around for dinner? They are, it's almost like they are legally obliged to say yes regardless.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. Because if they say, no, I can't this week, you're like, well, we live but yards away, and you sort of haven't got any excuse not to. Yeah,
also,
tricky,
what if on
it?
That night you hear them in their flat and you're like, oh, they're just in their flat. And
oh, right, yeah.
They were busy.
Oh, well. God, Christ. Okay, right. How are we going to get around this, Stevie?
I'm glad you asked that. Obviously, there are no hard and fast rules with neighbours because all neighbours are different. The things that you can do, probably the best things that you can do at the start, is to give them opportunities to step forward, to see what they feel like. So, for example, which is what I did with the play date thing, it was like, oh yeah, like oh, they, like my dog, our dogs are hanging out. So we should go to that little park or whatever, and just like, you know, fine. And that I think is the right thing to do, because you can see whether they're up for doing that, whether the amount of times they go like, oh, we can't do this day, or we can't do this day, we can't do this. Whereas it was really easy to sort out. And so we just did it and it was fine. The problem then becomes like the next stage, which is like, do I say that again? Or is that, I think you kind of have to do the face-to-face thing and read their cues, because that's the only way. So with your Father Christmas puppet men, the next time you see them and you have like a chat with them on the stairs or whatever, you'll be better judged and better able to see if the conversation naturally goes towards like, oh my God, we should like hang out, or we should, maybe we should, you know, do it like around and using seasonal things. For example, Christmas is a great time. So you'd be like, oh,
well, they're busy.
Pop in for some mulled wine.
They're busy.
Oh my God. Okay. For every other neighbor, that would be fine. For the two professional Father Christmases, perhaps not the greatest time.
Yeah, ever. You're absolutely right. But that's like, well, it's July. Like, what am I going to do between now? What am I going to just pick any? Do you want to pop around for the Queen's birthday? Yeah.
Orangeman's Day, I think is coming up. Oh, Whitsun. Wassailing.
Of course.
So if you see them, kind of, I don't know, do they have like an out, is it an outside space in your complex?
No, there's no. They actually, they're on the ground, but they actually have their own little bit around the back. So I rarely see them. I would just be hoping for it in the in the hallway.
Yeah, you kind of want to do that thing where you see them like coming down the road to go home, and you like run downstairs and pretend that you're doing your post.
I don't want to come like smashing down the stairs, dripping in sweat. Oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, I guess I just have to let it happen naturally. Don't force it. I'll just wait till we next pass. Chat, chat, chat. Yeah, but it is, yeah.
And then you can do a very, and you have to do a baby step. So rather than being like, shall we have dinner together? Mm. You start with like a, I don't know, I've just baked something. Do you want to have one?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
For example, we had too many dog treats. So I like put the dog treats in an envelope and put it outside their door. What I could have done is knocked. And
I think that's very crucial, is like what you could do is knock with your dog treats, especially if they haven't got a dog. No, you've got to not do the British thing of being like, I just left this for you. You've got to be like, and I'm knocking and I'm gifting it. Like my...
Because then you can gauge, then you really can gauge the response, because like they knocked and brought Sandy round within the first month. And I was really like, we were really like, oh, that was so nice. Like they just knocked and brought their dog round. Like, how did they know we were? But that's what people do before
phones.
That's
what people do. Like, and also like my friend Monica is Canadian, and she lives here. And when she first moved into her block of like a converted house, so there's maybe four floor flats in the building, she baked some cookies and then went around to everybody and knocked on the door. And she was like, the response was honestly like I was mentally ill. Like that was what the British people yes. were like, when they were like, what? Who are you? Why are you here? What are those? And she was like, cookies. Like, and no, because she's like, that's what Canadians do. You know, like that's how people yeah. greet their neighbors. They come and they don't just like leave a lasagna on the doorstep and flee. They go around. Like at Christmas, I did leave presents in everybody's pigeonhole, but I could have gone round, you know?
That's so lovely though. So you've gone one step. So that's actually good, because if you're very British about it, you maybe one time leave it, but then the next time knock. So you've like built up to it. So you've already done the present. So people are expecting it. Every year now people are expecting it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like precedent had been set, because nobody particularly did anything when I first moved in. But admittedly, it was March 2020 and it was illegal to knock on anyone's door. But then in the summer, I don't know where they got them from, but I think people have allotments maybe in my building. And somebody came and knocked on the door and was like, plums? And I was like, yes, I would love some plums. And then my mum has just started growing potatoes. So then when I went home, she made me a real like wrapped up in a Hessian sack, like fucking last of the summer wine shit. Like, and made me a potato thing, and then I went back to the plum lady and gave her potatoes, you know? So then it was like, okay, here we go.
We established a little rapport.
A bit of rapport that we pass the fruits of our labor to each other. So I guess it's that sort of, you gotta have a thing and a reason, and the more that it can be like, oh, I got sent too much of this thing, or I got too many dog treats, or these are some plums. I've got too many plums. They're going off. You know, it's got yes. to be that sort of thing of like, here I am, here's, so you don't feel like a lemon for being like, oh, do you want this?
Would you like a plum? No reason?
Yeah, and everyone's like, okay. But if you say like, oh, there are too many, they're going off. Would you like them? You know, it's like, of course, I'm just giving yes. them away. You're doing me a favor by taking these plums off my hands. But really, what you're yes. doing is building friendship.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you, if you go away, you can knock on your neighbor's door and just be like, is it okay if you see any parcels and stuff outside my door?
Yeah.
Is it okay if you just pop them in your hallway and I'll get them when I get back? If they go, no, fuck off, you're like, right, fair enough. We're not fair enough. Friends. If they do, there are things and then that might lead to being like, you exchange numbers so that you can communicate about that. And then you've got like a line of communication. So then you can WhatsApp them and say, this is a mad thing. I've got too many plums. Would you like some plums? Because then as well, that's you're chatting.
I think I'm going to caveat by saying, I think you got to just knock on the door. I think if you WhatsApp, I've got too many plums.
Of course. But I mean, sorry, of course. I think knocking on the door is like the best thing to do to establish that line of communication. But I'm saying once that has been established, you can also, then you're treating them like sort of friends, really. Then right, it is like, yeah. Oh, are you going to be in later? Because I've got some stuff, it'd be nice to get, or like I've got some mulled wine, or I'm doing a little thing, like I'm having a little soiree if you want to drop around. And then they don't have to. Because it's always fun when you're doing a party and then the neighbor drops around and everyone's like, who's that? You're like, I don't know either. But yeah. It's also nice. The thing is this is maybe a very personal thing to me, but I tend to fill in the gaps all the time of when somebody isn't, even like a friend or something, isn't particularly communicative to me about a reason why they've done something or whatever, I'll just fill in the gap, and that gap will always be that I've done something to upset them. It's never that person's been a dick. Even if they've literally been like an absolute arsehole, I'll be like, because I was the arsehole first. So it constantly. And I think that's the thing that you've also got to be aware of, so you don't go over the top and be a bit hysterical, is that like people have got stuff going on in their lives. So the reason they haven't, you know, WhatsApped me about a second dog play date is probably because who knows what's happening? One of them just lost their job.
The crucial thing is that you haven't messaged them about the dog play date either.
But I did the first one, so I don't want to be the person that keeps going like, hey, can we do the play? Hey, can we do this? Hey, can we do that? Because I think it's unfair to impose myself. So it's like, I've done one. So now I was like, so I guess
I think
you do the next one.
Two will do, you know, let's go two.
Two will do.
And then after that, you can be like, you know what, fair enough.
What about two then you?
Two then you. Very good. So like you set precedent, maybe they're just over. And also I think the thing to remember is that in this last year, and this goes for not just neighbors, but everything, everyone is completely bonko. Everybody is mad. There is no point being like, oh my God, they were weird and off. Like, yeah, no shit. They've gone crazy. Everybody's mad.
So that's
like,
so true.
So don't stress too much about people's like weird social behavior or weird thing they did or did not want to do. Like everybody's.
There was one thing though. So when we went away, I just wanted to get your, just going to judge this thing on that. When we went away, they collected our parcels for us, which was so nice because I actually WhatsApped her being like, oh, would it be okay if you, and she's like, we've already done it. And I was like, oh, best neighbors ever. So lovely. When we came back, the guy knocked on the door to give the parcels back. But when he knocked on the door, I was in the middle of a very intelligent and I might say a very insightful monologue about the porn industry to my boyfriend.
Okay.
Because we've been talking because there'd been a news story about it. And I've been like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I was just being
we're all ears.
It was the classic thing about how like...
Was it about the male gaze?
Essentially, yes. But it was about, yes, how the rise of that is meaning that then it forces everybody to feel like they have to look a certain way. And my point was, it wasn't just women that were feeling like that. It was everybody.
And then knock, 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 knock.
Yeah. And knock, tiny knock. Oh. Tiny, tiny knock. Also, a very open plan. Open plan flat, tiny knock, porn industry, diatribe. Hey, oh, thank you so much. And he'd come in late because he was working late and he was just like, oh yeah, I was like, oh, it's the postman. Bye. Close the door. Says to my boyfriend, I was like, now, how loud was that? And he was like, you were talking loud. I was like, right. So now I'm convinced they heard something really weird. Like me saying something like, don't know, like out of context. Like,
I don't think it was out of context. Also, it sounds like it was a discussion that you probably would have had with them. I think it just sounds like an interesting discussion about.
See, what
things.
You're saying is I go round and I say, let's
would you like to carry
industry?
On that conversation about the porn industry? What I'm saying is don't worry about it. That is such an unnecessary stress. Once again,
that's
stewing from
gaps,
Family Guy, wearing the tennis shorts to the murder mystery. You know, there is a murder taking place. Everybody is being killed. Stewie the baby is wearing tennis shorts. And his entire narrative while people are dying is that everybody is embarrassed about his tennis shorts. And he's like, I'm wearing the wrong shorts. Everyone's thinking it. And then he keeps coming in rooms and people are like crying. And he's like, is everyone thinking about the tennis shorts again? Like, and so like that is the metaphor for this situation. And yeah. Also just like this whole panic, and everyone's like, everyone's thinking about my tennis shorts. No, they're not. That like, and even if he did hear you, he probably thought, sounded like an interesting discussion. But no one would
yes,
judge
exactly.
you for...
Having a discussion in my own home about the issues with porn.
Exactly. It's absolutely fine. And
it's important.
Like, it's, and also it's like, it's just, it's a dinner table discussion, you know? I'm saying, don't worry.
That's an example as well of filling in the gaps. And
stop
I think
filling
that's
in the gaps.
Where the neighbor's situation can make you feel... more aware of what you're doing, more aware of what they're doing. And also as well, like you feel like you constantly, oh, should I be? Mm. And actually the answer is no. Chill out and you maybe like have specific, if you want to form a relationship with people, have specific times that you kind of are like, oh, okay, well, we're both getting our posts together. Have a chat. You'll be able to gauge from that person whether they would like to spend more time with you. Also, if they don't want to be friends with you, Stevie, that's fine. You know?
Yes. Yes, that is fine.
It's difficult when you move to a new city, for example, though, if there's any people listening who are like, they don't, and you actually, it's a great way of actually having actual friends. Like that's a, but so it's very difficult to be like, well, I want to be friends with you. And it's like, but they might not. Like, and I think it's just like in everything.
I think it's like, this is the two will do or two then you works for both ways around that. Like maybe when the, he came around with the post, you could have been like, oh, do you want a cup of tea? Do you want to come in? Like, do you want to, you know, that was like, as soon as anybody.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Do you want a cup of tea? Like, and then people, and then, cause a cup of tea is like inherently quick. And, you know, even, and then if you were invited to the cup of tea, you'll be like, yeah, I'll have a cup of tea with you. And then you can be like, I've got
but
to
didn't
go.
Didn't you, a few episodes ago, when we were talking about how to be a good host, say that you hid beer and crisps under your
yes
bed? So you could be like, beer and crisps?
I'm always available. I'm always, that's the thing. I'm always ready for any eventuality. I don't drink tea and I don't drink beer, but my house is riddled with the stuff. Lest I could invite the Father Christmas is in for a cup of tea or anybody.
Yes.
So I think it's about just like, you know, being any, take any opportunity to expand the situation of like you passing, complimenting them on something. Oh, those are lovely. How did you grow that thing so nicely? Blah, blah, blah. Here's your post. Do you want a cup of tea? You know, just like setting the thing going. But then equally, and then do it twice. And then leave it to them with the dog walking or whatever. And also if you're, and then be like, hey, no stress. Maybe they don't, not to say like it's not personal, just like maybe they don't want to hang out with anybody. Don't stress about it at all. But nonetheless, put the effort in the beginning for two times, two full attempts at it. And then you can chill out and be like, and not take it personally and be like, hey, no stress. No, it doesn't matter. Not a big deal. You can just be a friendly acquaintances. That's absolutely
yes.
fine. You know,
and those nice things like you're from Monaco, it's like if you taking around some stuff that you've made, I think it is such a cultural thing over here that if you do that, it's like, oh, you've invested, you immediately go like, but I haven't brought anything for you, and like you've invested so much now, what do you want me, what do you want from me?
Yeah, but like luckily she can flippantly be like, I'm Canadian, that's what we do, you know, and everyone's like,
exactly.
Okay, fine. So you maybe need to be like, I'm Canadian, even though you're not, or like give yourself some.
Or it could be like, oh, I made these for a thing and I made far too many.
I made
many.
Far, would, just like give like yourself a nice an relaxed out. That is, there are too many plums. I made too much of this, you know, that is like, that doesn't just be like, I brought you these and I need you. You know, I'd be like, chill out, you know, everyone would yes. like more companionship in their life, but you don't bring too much energy to it. It's just like, yeah. It's if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, it's not. You don't have to force the issue, but it's lovely at least to try, and just to, and also to, you know, if even you're like, oh, they're really boring or they're mean or I don't want to speak to them. And obviously if they are properly dreadful, don't go out of your way to do anything. But like, if you're just like, oh, I don't really speak to that person, maybe the cup of tea, and you discover like, actually, they're so fun and nice. And like, you found out something about the person who doesn't really yeah. speak to anybody and is actually really, really interesting.
And it is nice to be nice.
It's nice to be nice.
So you can offer things as well. You can be like, oh yeah, I can take your post when you're away if you want. Oh, would you like your dog walking if you can't do yeah. it or whatever? Like, I saw that your milk was left outside because it's 1933.
Yeah.
I can chill it for you.
Exactly. And then it's making sure that we get that fine line of two will do. You've made two nice offers and then that's enough nice offers. Yeah. Extend the hand of friendship if it does not wish to be shook. Extend it, retract it, and
just be civil and don't lie, and smile and say about hi. It.
Yeah, and yeah, I've got to go get too many plums now, so I can
always give... have too many plums because yeah. famously they don't go off, so that won't be a nightmare.
That's exactly the point, Stevie. I've got to have too many plums and then give them to everybody because they were going off, and then I try once again in a few weeks because I've got too much cake that I've made with their name on it.
Got too much cake, and it's a whole cake that's just been untouched.
Yeah,
it's too much of it.
It's too much of this for you.
Show your neighbours your plums.
You gotta have something. You can't just go and knock on the door and be like, "Show your friends," because essentially that is what you're saying. But you gotta have a reason or a purpose.
Gotta have a reason, otherwise, unfortunately, it's weird because we live in a weird time where we're not allowed to say what we actually want, which is please be my friend. That would be nice. Look, I think it helped me, but I don't know if it helped anyone listening. If they've like just out of interest Googled me or something and like seen they've got a podcast and listened to it and they listen to this one, I'm going to kill myself. So if my name for me again, you know what's happened.
Also, like, don't freak out that they're the coolest people in the world. Like, you just want to be friends with your neighbours. That's reasonable.
They are really cool though.
If you're listening, the puppeteers in the ground floor, I'd really like to hang out. I think you've got some cool stories and I want to hear about it.
I think they are a novel waiting to happen, and that's what I'm obsessed with them. They're too far the Christmases.
Anyway, so I hope that has been some help. I hope it gives you some confidence to be nice, to bury that Britishness, less British, more Canadian, more plums, more stuff, more bits, more anything that you can think of as a reason to go round, and then chill out.
Yes, then don't fill in the gaps. It's all fine. Please do email us if you have any episodes that you would like us to tackle, just so that I don't keep bringing my own problems.
Personal crisis to the table.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with flat four and I want them to be friends. If you have managed to make great friends with your neighbours, if anybody ever did anything nice for you that made you think like, oh, that's cool, that's a nice thing to do, or if a non-British neighbour it made you feel more at ease and less sort of incredibly repressed, and you thought, oh, that's really cool, actually, I'll start doing that. Do let us know if you want any top tips for neighborly friendship.
Yeah, tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod. We'll retweet them and email us episode suggestions. And just like, yeah, have a lovely day. Have a lovely day, neighbor.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood, and it's nice to be your neighbor. Go forth into this week. Be nice to people, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Goodbye, neighbors.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.